Yep. Really how the best Drill Mike show should start?
I guess so.
There were some late-year fart complaints, by the way. I think the Trump doll triggered people.
Oh, man. What's wrong with that?
I was kind of surprised. I don't think were there that many farts on the show.
Do they know what show they're listening to?
That's kind of what I wondered. It's not exactly a fart-free show, but I don't think it was an overwhelming...
Fart-centric.
I don't think it was an overwhelming...
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you. That's said it best.
Wait a second. Don't be mad at us. Be mad at the company that made the doll. It's not our fault we're talking about products.
Is it offensive? You tell me. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Did you see, like...
I'll let our statement stand right there.
Did you see, like, one of the big toys this holiday season was a unicorn that poops rainbows?
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Which is dumb.
I know. I don't get it.
There's quite a fascination with poop.
There is.
Amazing.
Always will be.
Yes, and you'll hear some of that. Not from humans.
That's the one thing I thought about Blockers that I wished I hadn't seen was John Cena getting that beer.
Oh, I know. That's kind of dumb. That was a little over the top.
You would not have.
Yes,
I guess. I have not seen Blockers. I don't know why. It looked annoying to me, but you guys seem to like it.
I thought it was really good. I
think
laughed
it was good. It was poorly marketed because it's a lot better than how it was presented.
I don't think I can carry on without pointing out that I'm looking at a picture of Daryl Dragon. The late Daryl Dragon, and finding out that he had some weird eye disease that made his pupils big.
I know.
Look at his fucking pupils.
His pupils are like marbles.
Daryl Dragon.
They're like marbles.
They are bizarre.
Looks like he's on acid.
He does.
Look at that.
His pupils are blown.
Whoa, he's got Stormy Daniels syndrome.
Yeah, he's a cartoon character.
SDS.
That's right. So he started wearing sunglasses all the time.
Oh, cool. Well, why isn't that his hook, not his stupid hat?
I think he was losing his hair, and he was so eventually the hat became shtick.
Well,
he's the captain.
They should be aviator glasses.
He's the captain!
Then he could still be a captain.
But it sounded like he was wearing sunglasses everywhere all the time.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you? If that was going
on? Yeah, those pupils
are weird.
He does.
It looks
weird.
An alien or a zombie.
His eyes look like he was in Bird Box!
Yes.
Can't get it out of my head.
He saw whatever it is.
Ugh, which you'll... Well, all right.
And we also have learned that he's survived by his brother, Doug Dragon. Seems really strange. I'm surprised how I really spent a lot of time on Daryl Dragon's death.
You're spending way too much time on Daryl Dragon's death.
No, they had seven top 10 hits.
Music sucked back then.
But seven top 10 hits. There's more to the Captain Tennille than I think people are giving them credit for, or that we're giving them credit for.
Oh, I guarantee that.
I'm almost tempted to go to their Billboard page and find out what those seven hits were.
You're the kind of person, that's why their songs are hits now, because you want to hear them and read about them.
All I know is this morning on the Today Show and on Good Morning America, they're like, oh, God, this is our favorite songs. And I'm thinking,
I believe
why
it.
Do they
I believe
do
it.
That?
I believe that is some of Robin Roberts' favorite songs.
But Hoda Kotb and Savannah were acting like, Kevin.
I love that song.
Like, we're being deprived. I mean, what are we missing from here on out? Really? They haven't had a hit since 1979.
It makes me mad because then it makes me feel like all I do is shit on.
I know, I feel kind of bad too, so I want to give them their due.
Yeah, okay.
Do That to Me one more time. Do That to Me one more time.
No, not again.
Number one. In February of 1980.
Are there rock covers?
What did he do to her that she likes so much?
He didn't provide any affection whatsoever, according to her.
Yeah, so what's the song about? Did he put his thumb in her butt?
Probably some dude, some strange dick, some swinging dick she was getting on the side.
Yeah, he was cockled.
She was talking
about cuckolding.
Love Will Keep Us Together with that fat, that opening synth is just fabulous. Bump, 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 bump. Number one.
Do That to Me one more time.
June of 75. Lonely Night.
It was
Angel
never enough.
Lonely Night Angel Face? Does that, anybody know what that
no,
is?
No, garbage.
I don't remember that. There it is. God, I love the setting there.
Is that the captain getting off?
That's the captain. It's just going crazy on the settings.
Wait, but I feel like you're spending way more time on this obituary than in any of the other three.
Equal time.
Well, we can go back to Super Dave.
Oh, And the Billy Corgan.
You find Lonely Night, Brandon. It peaked at number 3 in March of 76.
Someone was complaining we didn't give Mean Gene Okerlund enough coverage. On
Billy Corgan was very upset about that.
I don't think that was in Drew's wheelhouse, WWF.
Not really. I saw Ryan Ermani was quite moved by Mean Gene.
Yeah, he loved
Ryan
wrestling.
Loves wrestling.
Yeah. He, I guess Mean Gene had a fall like a month ago.
Oh, man.
That's what did it.
Is this Lonely Night, Brandon?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Love Will Keep Us Together was copied by, or covered by Nickelback.
Ah, that seems appropriate. He's going to start wearing a captain's hat next.
Peaked at number 3, and I don't even remember it. Oh, this POS. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better if it started out like this.
Every song should start like this. No matter who does it.
Daryl Dragon Touch.
The podcast should start out with this.
And this is
a loop of that. Just a loop of the intro.
This is the best video that I found
Phil Collins drumming.
Of Mean Gene Okerlund, by the way.
Okay, very good. Rick Flair, you have made world. Put that cigarette out.
Whoa.
That's it. Just that one video. That's the best one.
There's another blooper where the sign falls behind him and he yells at the guy who put it up. Is this a $200 job? Which I didn't know if that was an insult or a compliment.
Yeah, it's
$200 in the middle age, you know, for hanging up a sign.
Muskrat Love peaked at number 4 in November 76. The Way I Want to Touch You peaked at number 4. Can you
is that about the
around?
Thumb in her
the
butt again?
I want to touch you?
Maybe. No, he didn't want to touch her. It was the point.
It was 11/75, November 75. Boy, 75 and 76 were big years for Captain Tennille. Okay. You better shop around.
Here's that song. Oh, wait. Here it is.
Sounded familiar.
His eyes there.
Maybe it was the nephew of You Better Shop Around.
He's spooky.
This piece of shit song. Okay. I never wanted to. Shop Around, number 4 in July of 76, and You Never Done It Like That, peaked at number 10.
Is that about the thumb?
In November of 78.
Every song is about his thumb going in her butt.
Can't Stop Dancing, number 13 in 77.
Because the thumb's in her butt. What a mix.
Why didn't somebody mash these up? That would have been cool. God, that is the worst intro of a song I think I've ever heard.
I like it.
I like it.
Bang
too.
That thing again, Brandon.
I like it.
It's funky.
It's kind of cool.
Horrible. The captain should have been dethroned.
I'm serious. I like that beginning.
It just kind of leaps out at you like bump, bump, bump. So cheesy, too, isn't it?
Yes.
A cheesy setting.
Very.
Come on, Captain. Could have done better.
Captain.
It's the Captain!
Yeah. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual. Layla! To see what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding your new one, 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. You want to text Scott and tell him how much you like this song.
One of your favorite bands covered this song, too, The Tubes.
The Tubes covered this?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. I'd be I mean, their intro thing. Was in it. So did... Oh.
Set a stare down with Layla. She's at the top of the stairs.
It makes she has no separation impact anxiety. On her.
When they're both standing there, it's so hard not to go up and get them. Mags is laying down about 3 feet away.
He's conserving energy.
Okay, yeah, he's like, I already been downstairs. She doesn't have any more treats.
We now come back for you.
Okay. Is this the Tubes version?
Yeah. I didn't look for it. Did you look for it, Brandon?
Remember Fee Wabel?
Yeah.
You rocked.
I love the Tubes.
Yeah. Lukather helped write their big hits. Steve Lukather.
Really?
From Toto. I know, I was surprised and a little, it brought the Tubes down a bit to me.
Wow.
Fee Wabel was a pretty rockin' lead singer.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
All right, I gotta find it. It's
my favorite Tubes tune. What do you want from life? Cool song.
Here. You can email. What was the song? Talk to You Later.
Yeah.
It's a good song. She's a Beauty. Wait, is this gonna be the same song?
It says it was a cover by him.
Why not just write a new song? It sounds like a totally different song. What if they had the captain join them as the encore and the captain came out?
At the tube show. Ah, so.
Okay.
Never heard the tube sound.
I'm not really hearing the resemblance. You can email Scott Kunath at CBWM. S. Kunath at CBWM. Wish Scott well in his recovery. I guess he's getting around, but not having an easy time of it. Because what? Did he get a knee replacement?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
That would be bionic now.
Yeah, he'll be better than ever.
Drop to your knees.
And on the best of, we've got Scientology.
Yeah.
Scientology is always a great topic, I think.
Mm-hmm. There was a stabbing, Zeus, is that what you told me, at the Scientology building?
In Detroit?
Yeah.
Knives.
Really?
In Detroit?
Just cut everything open.
Oh, just one of their other, in another city where a guy wanted to get his mom loose. And
I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah. So SPs are dangerous.
Well, they are. They wouldn't let him, or they wouldn't let her go.
Yeah, it's
or something.
A Scientology murder mystery as Sydney church employee is stabbed to death at the complex.
Wow. Oh, he's dead?
A 16-year-old has been arrested after two men were allegedly attacked in the driveway of the megachurch located in the posh Sydney neighborhood.
Now, I don't understand how.
Should have waited until they were in international waters.
Yeah, it is incredible to me. And what's become apparent after reading about Scientology for this long is that it seems they have so much money that they cannot even be prosecuted for anything because, first of all, what they do is when you do investigate Scientology as a police matter or you take them to court, they go after the judge.
Right.
They'll start suing the judge. They'll sue the police who serves them. They've sued individuals within the IRS over their tax status.
Yeah.
And they go after crazy shit. They put PIs on everyone so they know everything about all the people in the circle. And so I think a lot of people discovered that, you know what? Yeah, it's not worth it. And so, because I've always, you know, and I've gone, wait, how is it that they kidnap people? Mm-hmm. They have people behind barbed wire. They have people that do things wrong in the Church of Scientology, and they end up in some hole that's like a prison, you know, scrubbing with a toothbrush or something for 2 weeks. They have kids who aren't in school who are 12 years old on ships in the Sea Org.
Working
17 hours a day.
And that's what the best of segment's about, like all that information. It's nuts.
But
where's Shelly?
That's a great.
Seriously,
I can't believe someone does not uncover. Like you think a writer, but I have a feeling that these investigative types would go, I love this story, but what's going to happen to me?
Because
is it worth it?
And I'll ask you, who really cares about Shelley Miscavige?
Well, it's part of what's going askew with the Church of Scientology, the fact that they just discard people that, you know, and they do that. They did it with L. Ron Hubbard's, the two women that were in his life and were sort of greasing the skids for him everywhere. All of a sudden it was like, you know what, we want to take this over and we want you out.
You're
and
gone.
They just hid them away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they eventually died, but they were never heard from again.
So
I find your belief system fascinating.
Is Shelley's family, like her parents, are they in Scientology too?
I believe so, yeah, because she was a child Scientologist. She was in Sea Org.
She grew up with Miscavige. That's how they fell in love.
So who's really going to push to have that investigation?
Leah Remini.
That's right. She was friends with her, so yeah.
They are going after Leah Remini.
She's constantly. Our only hope. Leah, you're our only hope.
Here's what I don't get. All these people who are disparaged, like Louis C.K., and Tom Cruise is involved in an organization that uses child labor to build his mansion and the landscaping and
I don't understand the today's targets of outrage. I mean, I understand why they might be targets of outrage, but then I go, but wait, what about that guy? What he's doing is 50 times worse.
Easy. Go after easy people that they can shoot down.
Well, there seems to be a fascination with political correctness versus real acts of violence.
Yes.
I mean, if someone shoots someone, it seems that's a pretty good reason not to like them. That's a pretty good reason to want to hold them to a higher standard.
I don't like them.
But somebody makes a bad joke, and it's like, oh my God!
You can never work again.
What is the science behind that?
So we moved from Scientology to my mom's current events class. I do remember that.
She's still taking it?
No, no. Oh. She's all caught up. Retention's pretty low these days. I know. Sucks. And then, I remember this. Dogs take dumps and how they they take them north. I'm trying to remember now. Is it north-south,
it's
right?
It's poop.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to steal my own thunder. And then Caitlyn Jenner's mom. It's funny when we go to Best of and I don't remember the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember that conversation, but
being Bruce isn't easy.
Was that when Bruce was transitioning?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was
how does my story end?
That was pretty well. Somehow, isn't it weird to think that happened? That
Bruce Jenner? Really weird.
And
you know what's the weirdest thing about it? He's never been happier.
No, he's fine.
That's crazy.
Honestly, I could care less. Bruce Jenner is not a part of my life. It doesn't bother me at all.
Not a part of her life either.
I like that he recognizes that it's wild, and he does not care if people make fun of it. He gets it. He understands that what he's doing is unconventional.
He
has a great attitude about it.
I have to tell you.
She's pretty likable.
Fucking ballsy to do that. He's a guy who's on television every week.
It's
and he goes,
choice of words.
Yeah. Okay, maybe not the best. It was ballsy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you put it?
Yeah.
To actually say, you know what? I'd be so much happier. I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. Yeah. I think I believe he meant it. I believe he is a sincere person.
And for that, he won the ESPY.
That's right.
Yeah.
The ESPY.
People got really mad. Who gets mad over an ESPY?
Really not sure why he won the ESPY. What was the ESPY for? Was it for Courage?
Yeah, Courage Award. And
that's courageous.
That's very courageous.
I guess you could give him the ESPY.
Yeah, but it just so happened to be like the year that some girl had died.
I remember.
It was a big deal.
But it's the ESPY.
I know. Really?
Right.
Who cares?
Gives a shit.
Did you see the latest?
He won the ESPY because it's on television and they wanted people to watch.
The big separated at birth with Caitlyn seems to be Cindy Crawford these days.
What?
Everybody keeps comparing pictures of Caitlyn Jenner and Cindy Crawford. And with the hairstyles, the dresses, it's actually kind of similar.
Oh, no.
That's Caitlyn following Cindy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. Because I noticed him targeting other people before.
She's got to cut her hair. Is she being...
How is Cindy looking these days? I don't have my glasses on.
This is a recent photo.
Hi, Cindy. That's her, Drew.
I'm not having my glasses on.
She looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
I like you, Cindy.
Does she not looking so great?
I think she looks good.
Is she competing with Elizabeth Hurley?
Oh, no.
Hurley's kind of really on a different level, man. Yeah. That body.
Who can compete with Elizabeth Hurley?
No.
Divine Brown.
What is up with Elizabeth? Why does Elizabeth Hurley look so good?
Jeans.
Yeah.
Christy Brinkley's another one. She keeps posting pictures of herself on the beach with Sailor, her daughter.
God.
Which every time I go, oh my God, is Christy Brinkley hot? And I go, why Sailor? What a stupid name.
How old's Kate Beckinsale? Is she getting
Beckinsale?
Up there? She looks great now.
She's in her 40s.
Oh, I thought she was older.
Oh, is she? Maybe she is.
She's 45, but she looks fantastic.
Gorgeous.
She's dating like a 20-year-old, isn't she?
Good. Good for her.
Let me see, Brandon.
See her picture?
Yeah, she looks pretty good. Yeah.
Beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She's fine.
She's in those underworld movies.
That's fine.
Werewolf
She's fine.
Ones. Those are good.
If you say so.
You know, that's interesting, Kate Beckinsale. I'm fascinated with people that were in lots of movies that you don't see anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't she sort of like off the grid?
Nah, you don't. She's nowhere. I don't know why.
See like her old movies, but I'm looking at her going, wow, she looks fantastic. Why is she just... Because she's not in any superhero movies and not an action. I mean, if you don't graduate to action adventure, are you kind of done?
Kate?
She did, though.
Well, she did Underworld series, and that was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I liked it. But I don't think it was really big, critically acclaimed.
Well, that's what I mean, though. I just don't really hear about her.
Yeah.
She did that movie with Matthew McConaughey where they talk about the circle jerk.
What?
Yeah, you remember that one?
What movie is that?
That was the one where Matthew McConaughey played a twin brother to, who's that great actor who's in a million different roles? Damn it. I know.
Who is not Matthew McConaughey? Man,
you're
is this a low
there.
Budget movie? Or a low
a dream you had
movie?
About Matthew McConaughey?
Hold on.
Brandon had a dream with Matthew McConaughey and Kate
Tiptoes.
Beckinsale. What the fuck is Tiptoes?
Yeah. I've never heard of this movie. Is it old?
Tiptoes came
out. Obscure reference.
2004. And so Gary Oldman plays
I love him.
A little person. And his twin brother is Matthew McConaughey. So it's kind of like this weird, you know.
Oh my God. And it's called Tiptoes.
It's called Tiptoes. And
it's bizarre.
And during this movie, there is a scene where Matthew McConaughey talks about doing a circle jerk with all these little people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Is that
a great movie?
Is that how most people would describe the movie?
It's a
that one scene.
True, it is a straight to DVD movie.
Okay.
Wait, did you watch this?
I saw parts of it.
You know, what I ran into over the holidays. What is that stupid? Oh, I already know the name.
I'm sorry.
The stupid movie where Kate Beckinsdale meets John Cusack for like 5 minutes, and they're in a shopping. They're in a mall or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
Serendipity.
Yeah, and they split up, and I think he wrote her number down, but he lost it, and so he spends like the whole movie trying to find her.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Oh my God, is it dumb?
Okay, but expect more out of John Cusack.
I know. John Cusack. Where's John Cusack now? He's gone.
He's vanished.
I haven't seen him since Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, that was such a...
He's in all those Underworld movies.
I like that
He's
movie.
Done some bad movies.
I like
he
that
He still
movie.
Gets roles, but you know, he's really he's always dumb. John Cusack.
Yeah.
Hot Tub Time Machine. It was a good flick.
So, yeah, Caitlyn Jenner's mom, and then Trudy's stack of stories.
Yeah. There's just a bunch of stuff in there.
It sounds like some miscellany from Trudy.
Mm-hmm.
On the best of,
yeah.
Brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunith. Whether you're selling your home or buying your first home, it should not be stressful. And with 26 years of advertising and sales experience and a couple years in real estate, Scott Kunith can say the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication, which is why he pledges to you to call you back in a timely manner. If you want to text, he's fine with that. Keeps you informed through every step of the buying or selling process, and if he doesn't know the answer, he will get it. His word is his guarantee, so call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel, and I wish him good luck in his recovery as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see what your home is worth or you want help in finding a new one, Scott would love to do it, and he's been with the podcast now for, what, 5-6 months? Our first Best Of sponsor? We could use a new sponsor, by the way. no offense to Scott. 248-797-7746. 248-797-7746. Or email Scott at skunith@cbwm. And on with the best of Drew and Mike. There's a little Scientology issue. Tom Cruise partied on the deck of Scientology's what?
I was just reading that article. It's super long.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of pictures in it, so it's not as long as it looks. Tom Cruise partied on the deck of Scientology's cushy cruise ship, but ex-member tells how at 16 she was forced to clean sewage in the Free Wind's bilge as punishment for not sexually satisfying older husband.
Yeah, she got married. She got married when she was 16.
Isn't this religion? We just learned so many nice things about Scientology.
Did you read the part about when she was 5 years old?
No.
Her mom was in Scientology, but not her dad. And she's 36 now. This is on the Free Winds cruise ship.
Yeah.
Which is where Cruise had that birthday party.
42nd birthday party.
You can see all that video online. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. They play all the scenes from his movies.
Oh, God. How disgusting.
It's so stupid.
So she was saying, though, that when she was 5, she would say things like, I committed an overt instead of doing something wrong. Using all the Scientology language.
Right, yeah.
She used to have to write letters to Ron all the time.
Well, she signed her billion-year contract with Scientology when she was 15.
Yep.
Is it really a billion-year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they make it a billion year.
They really emphasize 1 billion years.
Well, yeah, because, you know.
That's part of the secret of Scientology. Yeah, once you commit to Scientology, you live forever.
Yeah, once the Thetans are out of you and Lord Xenu comes back, you're still alive.
She endured 10 years of hell, 5 of them for what she called imprisoned on the ship. This is what they do. They take people's freedom away. They literally kidnap people.
She was 15 when they put her on the ship, right?
Yeah. And I don't believe that there are people like me in an engine room. I don't think they believe that there are people like me in an engine room. They might know people get corrected, but they don't understand the reality of it, she said. They'd come, go scuba diving, have their own cabin. These are the celebrities and stuff. Mm-hmm. Eat in the officer's mess, have their own waiter and cook. Meanwhile, Sea Org members are not sleeping, not eating, passing out. Some are literally cleaning that crap in the bilge.
Ugh. Well, someone's got to do that.
She joined the ship at 15 when her parents gave away their guardian rights to the church and saw that power being abused. She was brought up in Scientology through her mother. We grew up using a different language. Yeah, that's when she said, I committed an overt, not have done something wrong. I'd write letters to Ron Hubbard all the time. He was our Jesus. I thought he was cool. I didn't know anything else. I took it as truth.
Well, just look at his teeth.
Yeah.
He had terrible teeth.
I was doing Scientology courses from the age of 7, like auditing. Some of it would be talking about sexual experiences. No way should a girl talk to an adult man about that sort of thing without it being a qualified psychologist. That happened over and over and over. Mm. but it was on a supposed holiday on board the Free Winds that life would change for her forever. A keen ballet performer, the young teen thought she'd have a career as a dancer. I was training. I'd even left school to do full-time ballet. That was my dream. They tried to recruit me before, and I always said no. But when I got to the ship, I was out of my normal environment. I was 15. I thought it was exciting. We got to go on the world-famous Free Winds. The recruiters would not leave me alone. I spent hours in their office while my mother did courses. They made me read all about Sea Org, why it's so important, the world is in crisis, how you need to save it. It was total indoctrination. It got heavier and heavier. They'd follow me everywhere. It makes me shudder now. I eventually said I'd sign the contract to say when I finished my ballet career, I'd join the Sea Org. The billion-year contract. What a joke. But once I signed it, they came on hard. They said I had to come on as soon as possible. I was terrified. They brought in commanding officers to say, I'd never make it as a dancer. You'll never change the world. Screaming at me. I was in trauma. Can you imagine
Nice religion.
Yeah, I know. Great religion. The religion talks about every quote they have about Leah Remini today is about her being a washed-up actress. How many churches say that about their former members? As a 15-year-old, it was confusing and overwhelming. There was one point my brain cracked. I had this vision of ballet on one side and the world on fire on the other, and I had a hose. I thought I had to do it. I had to go back.
I'm not washed up.
Tell my ballet teachers, break up with my boyfriend. I didn't even consider I had an option to change my mind. My dad's not a Scientologist, and he didn't understand what was happening to me. He thought I was joining Greenpeace, and I thought I was saving the world, so he signed the paperwork. So a couple on the ship were my legal guardians, my new mom and dad, because I was underage. Once on board the ship, 2 months later, 1995, slowly but surely, Romana got a taste of what was to come. The teenager began to question everything and everyone in her previous life that didn't conform to the teachings of Scientology. Write out your life history, good, bad, ugly, and there's a security check on that to make sure you've not missed anything. So as a 15-year-old, a 45-year-old man is asking me questions about my sexual experiences, and this would go on for days and hours, 15 hours a day.
Ugh.
What you know, I heard
fucked up
heard the Catholic Church said Rudy Rudiger is a shitty football player.
Overrated.
Yeah, they probably will release something. If they couldn't find a room, it was in a dormitory in between two bunk beds. They wouldn't be all sexual. They're obsessed with sexual perversions. They all get stored in your personal file.
This is after she got married, I believe, at age 16.
They stayed with me for a long time, and then when I joined the Sea Org, it's meant to be a privilege to work on the ship, but after 2 weeks, reality kicked in. I was the youngest on board. Well, the first few years, they wouldn't stop trying to convince me that Dad was a suppressive person.
Oh, an SP.
On that point, they couldn't crack me because the ship sails outside of U.S. territory, around the Caribbean, Bahamas, and Mexico. Romana realized that different rules applied on board.
There's some fun stuff later about Miss Cavage in the story.
Miss Cavage.
Yeah, I see the Scientology responds. I'm sure this is going to be really respectful. Claims by Romana Deans Browning are completely false, not backed by any evidence. The Free Winds is a religious retreat aboard a 440-foot ship and has impeccable maritime qualifications. Is much loved in all of the ports it visits.
Yeah, of course it's impeccable. Yeah, it's slave,
slave labor.
On it.
Ms. Deans Browning's service aboard the Free Winds terminated 13 years ago when she was dismissed from the Sea Organization. The truth is, she had an exciting position, traveling to over 35 different locations in a period of over 5 years to promote the church services to parishioners all around the world. She flew by herself in most instances. She had opportunities that the bulk of young people in the world are never privileged to experience. Oh, yeah, cleaning the bilge.
Yeah.
She cannot now rewrite history 13 years later to suit her current prejudices against her former faith.
By the way, she has 999,999,990 years left to serve on her contract.
These people are such jackasses.
Her contract. Yeah, well, hey, she signed the contract.
Oh, okay. Here's the... We're in international waters, so you can get away with murder, but Scientologists, they claim it's the only place you can do the highest levels to be away from the world. It's just a marketing play to get people to spend more money on the courses. One of the Sea Org members who had recruited Romana quickly made his intentions known. He was a favorite of the chairman of the board, David Miscavige, and his celebrity buddies because of his position working in the VIP bar lounge. Within a few months, Romana, who had just turned 16, found herself married and forced into a sexual relationship. He was on to me as soon as I entered the ship at 15. He was part of the team trying to recruit me. It was bordering on pedophilia, especially as he asked me to marry him before I was 16. I just went along. He was a favorite of David Miscavige. He worked in the VIP lounge where the celebrities and executives were when they were on the ship, their private space. If they were smoking cigars and drinking whiskey, that's where it'd be. It was like 70s kitsch, Marvel and white leather sofas, a gold-lined bar. Supposed to be really VIP, but it was tacky.
Ooh, that's the part that really hurt
the
church.
I'm sure that...
That's why they responded about how nice the boat is.
She paid for that. They wanted him in management. They like to get these sort of people hooked up with a wife so they're steady. He met all the celebrities. He would have met John Travolta. It's very common to get married young in the Sea Org. You're not allowed to even kiss a girl. It's impossible to have a relationship without getting married. If I was a normal teenager, there's no way I'd marry that guy. You just date and it's over. I was 16 in June. We were married in December. He was 25.
Wow.
What a creep.
They got married in the VIP lounge, his workplace. Ooh. We barely knew each other. We only saw each other at lunchtimes. It was like a school romance. There's no help for girls like me who'd only kissed one boy in my life to having a husband and expecting to have sex. Then it came up he'd been masturbating.
Oh.
I got in so much trouble for not satisfying him. This was only a year after the marriage. It was impossible to keep secrets. Every inch of your life you have to tell them about. How fucked up.
She got
up
in trouble for not satisfying
because
him.
He had to masturbate. She was in trouble.
That's insane.
I was publicly shamed and called a fucking bitch. Really degrading names. I then felt this pressure to do it. I felt totally violated. I had to deal with that as sexual abuse. I wasn't ready at all, emotionally or physically. Relationship fizzled as she remained on the ship and her husband went away for training. After 2 years of being mostly apart, they went through divorce, namely because he needed to distance himself from his troublemaking wife.
Wow.
Wow. Scientology is fine with it. People do it all the time. Get married, divorce 4 or 5 times. He needed to distance himself. I was into trouble. They set impossible targets, then you get nailed if you don't get them. Or you might do something against the policy. They'll always get you. I was working in the Commodore Messenger Org. We'd run messages for international management. This is dating back to L. Ron Hubbard days. We had this little army of pert young girls running around for him. We were like the Gestapo of free ones. We'd investigate and interrogate people, ask why production is down in certain areas, which is a crime in Scientology.
Wouldn't you think, like, some of the female celebrities in this religion?
Yes.
Like Kirstie Alley.
It's
or,
pathetic. It's
they would
embarrassing.
Know about the female abuse.
Yeah. You'd think they'd stand up for it. They'd stand and fight it. How can they hear this over and over and not give a shit?
I don't know. I think they. I honestly think that they keep the celebrities so separate from any of this crap, right?
How do they not read about it or hear about it?
Well, they just ignore it because
yeah, probably
just like people want to.
Oh, those are suppressive. They're all suppressive people. I don't watch that.
Exactly.
We'd go through their belongings. We'd look through their private files. We'd find something. We'd write a program to handle the problem.
And you should see the stuff we have on Travolta. Whoa.
Every 2 weeks, you'd be up for a day off if you could get a replacement. There'd always be a reason why I couldn't have the day off. You get paid $50 a week. Oh, man. This is against the law.
No, they're in international waters.
Oh, I forgot. They're so smart. They always beat us, don't they?
Aren't there some kind of international laws?
Yeah. What? Can you just rape somewhere. People? Can you just kill people in international waters? What kind of church? This is a church, really?
Sure. Tax exempt.
This is a criminal organization. This is worse than the mob. I'd rather be in the mob.
Yeah. I mean, you might
get
killed. You
have to sign a billion-year contract in the mob. Jesus.
Well, in essence.
No, you're just in it for life. Actually, I think people can't. People get out of the mob. It's not easy, but they can.
Skip forward to the
part. They don't call you a suppressive person.
Skip forward to the part about Miss Cavage. And his people. You'll see her write something about being in a pipe 11 hours a day to clean it. De-rust a pipe.
I just saw there had to be no smell in David Miscavige's
room. Yeah,
no
go talk. Start a little bit before that.
Okay.
That part's hilarious.
They called the Dex Project for us. She made to go in a recorrectional program. First time it was because of my dad. People coming down to the services and courses wouldn't have a clue what goes on. My mom came to visit. I was on a major recorrection program below deck in the engine room. I was allowed out and cleaned up so we could have dinner. She had no idea. She thought I was so happy and fulfilled. She worked in the engine room for roughly a year before she finally attempted a daredevil escape. I was feeling the pressure. I tried to escape, which is difficult, on a boat. I chose a night where I knew it was sailing. I forged all signatures to get my passport. I called the port captain. I was being sent on a rush errand. He ran off the ship to get it cleared through customs. I got to the gangway just before it was set to sail. I got 2 steps down and heard my name being called. I'd been caught. There had to be no smell in David Miscavige's room, no light. His window had to...
That's a repeat. Skip that paragraph because okay. That comes up later.
Then I was in the engine room for a long time on a recorrection program for a good year in the engine room, most of it. I'd have oil all over me. You'd have to wash in diesel to get it off. So you're always smelling. It was such a stigma on ship as people knew you were being punished. There are mazes of pipes for wanting your freedom, for wanting to leave.
Yeah.
This is kidnapping. There was this whole area that had been
downright torturous.
Why can you not leave? What do you mean you were caught? Caught doing what?
Trying to
getting off a ship?
I think committing
suicide. Using your freedom?
She was trying to commit suicide at one point.
I don't blame her. Worst job was to de-rust a huge pipe and having to get inside it. It was 11 hours a day in there, 20 minutes for lunch, 20 minutes for dinner, 5 hours of study. This is what they call reconditioning. You had to run everywhere. I was still on watch, so couldn't go anywhere. This is how you become conditioned to believe you have to do this shit. Mm-hmm. Many, many days where I couldn't see daylight.
You skipped an important part.
Toilet.
You had to run everywhere. I was still on watch, so we couldn't go anywhere on my own, including the toilet.
You couldn't go to the toilet by yourself.
So she should be told there's another level that's worse, and it's guarding a person while they're on the shitter.
God. During the time she wasn't incarcerated, she saw firsthand the exclusive world of Dave Miscavige and his entourage of celebrities and executives. Here the latter, she believes, probably have no idea how bad it was below the ship. Miscavige and other VIPs would come at least once a year for the maiden voyage yearly gala. Oh, senior management would come more often. At a week, she would have 2 hours a week of sleep. 2 hours a week of sleep? I'd be assigned as a runner. I'm literally just running after them. I was in the kitchen holding this platter of food for COB, Miscavige. He was in the dining room. I literally fell asleep and dropped to the ground. Thankfully, the food stayed on the plate.
Well, hopefully he chose that meal over the other one.
She was able to witness Miscavige's infamous habits and desires up close. You were his servant. You would do any whim he wanted. I remember I had to find Camel non-filters. He decided he wanted a cigarette late at night. The only place to get them was the airport, but I had to make it happen. God, misery. One of the few conversations I had with him was in the kitchen. He came out of the dining room and said, "So, can you do the Macarena?" I said,
"What?
Uh-huh.
How's that for an opening question?"
I said, "No, sir." He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "No. I wished I could have danced for him, but I just froze. I was a teenager."
Okay, what teenager then? I'm assuming it was, what, the late
She's in
90s?
The fucking engine room all day and all night.
Oh, come on, the Macarena, you can learn it in 5 seconds.
Well, you could if you knew anything. What popular culture are they going to know?
I don't know why I'm attacking her for not knowing the Macarena.
Al Gore knew it.
That's right. So, can you do the Macarena?
Thank God she didn't know it. His room had to be perfect and only ever used by him. They had hot water enemas in the shower every day, one for him and one for his wife, Shelley.
Oh, he loved an enema every day.
He had his own maid, Georgian. I always wonder if she had to administer the enemas. He was obsessed with stuff like that.
That's a way to show your power, by having someone administer an enema to you.
Sure, why not? His window had to have special blackout shades. He'd have makeup on, then come in after ranting and raving at some of his executives, and he'd scream, "Put my makeup on!" after beads of sweat would be running down his face, spoiling the mascara. It was like a holiday for him, scuba diving every day. He didn't have to say why he was there, just, "Oh, I need to be away from everyone." Sometimes he'd just come with his bodyguard and say, "What does he need a bodyguard for?
I know. Well,
who the fuck? No one even knows who you are, you idiot punk."
Because he's 5'4". Maybe he needs a bodyguard to lift him up to grab stuff off a tall shelf or something.
Could be.
I don't know.
I bet you he demands bodyguards who are like 4'9", so he looks bigger. Shelley would always be with him. Finally, after 5 years on the ship and several failed escape attempts, her men had threatened to commit suicide with a pocket knife, ironically engraved with her name and given to her as a Christmas present by the church. They didn't realize it was suicidal. I really considered it. I had one holiday in 10 years. They were never going to let me leave. I thought it wasn't... This is kidnapping!
Yep. International waters.
I felt I was in this prison of an indefinite sentence. I thought I might as well start all over again. After all, we believe in reincarnation, but I couldn't do it to my mom. She eventually got off the ship after she was deemed a security risk because of her suicide claim. She's moved on to selling free wind packages across the globe to members of Scientology centers called orgs, desperate to go on the ship and to mingle with top celebrities. Oh, my
Losers,
God.
Losers, man.
I was on a world tour going from city to city doing promotional events, trying to sell packages to free winds. We'd have income targets to reach $50,000 a week, and each week we had to make more money. It cost between $3 and $10,000 to go on the ship. That's for board only and sharing with three others. Oh, no flight. $10,000 a week? What?
Wait, it costs between $3
and $10,000 to go on the ship. That's for board only and sharing with three others.
Okay.
A room with three other people, no flight, and one basic course. Oh, thank God you got a course for that, too.
Next thing you know, you're down inside a tube cleaning it for 5 years.
We'd send them in groups from 5 to 30 people when they get on the ships. They rip these people off. I can't believe the way they steal their money. They get on the hard sell to do more courses. The biggest sell is that you can mingle with the top executives. Ooh, the VIPs. God. They're the ones doing the talks and seminars. Wow, you get to meet celebrities like Tom Cruise and David Miscavige. He's not a celebrity! He's a nobody!
Although, wouldn't you like to meet him today and just ask him, like...
I'd love to punch him.
Hey, where's Shelley?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Or is it true you really ordered 2 plates of food for dinner? That's pretty cool, man. You decide which one you want.
That's the coolest thing about the guy.
Yeah,
I have to.
Well, and the hot enemas every day. That is Georgia minister. Yeah.
It's funny seeing some of the photos of him and Cruz together, and they're looking all.
They're
hard.
Like twins.
Well, on the motorcycle bike is the best one.
Yeah, they're on
fucking
the
hilarious.
Motorcycles, and they're staring into the camera like they're a bunch of badasses. Yeah. But you know, the tallest one out of the two of them is 5'4". and speaking of which, I saw this thing with Tom Cruise where it rolled through I don't know, probably 24 of his movies.
Yeah.
And it had the
That's
women.
The birthday that they were talking about, his 42nd birthday party.
It had the women or other actors that were in the movies with Tom Cruise, and he's always taller than him, but then it lists the height of that other actor. Always shorter, yet he's always above. So he's always standing on a platform.
Or he's got lifts on. Or
he's on a milk carton.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun. Hilarious to see
milk
that?
Carton? Yeah, like Wesley Warren's milk carton. The man with the testicle sack.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
I can't believe you remember his name. What's his name? Wesley Warren?
Isn't it Wesley Warren? Jay looked it up the other day. Yeah, Junior.
Wow, you get to meet celebrities like Tom Cruise and David Miscavige. Not a celebrity, I have to say it again! I got to travel to Europe and the U.S., which was great compared to the ship, but it was that repetitive selling to the same orgs and nothing's really changing. It was still the same every time we visited. People are broke, desperate, trying to pay for their Scientology courses.
Wow,
that sucks!
That implies they have a pretty high retention rate, right? People coming back?
Well, they got these people hard selling them. I mean, that's all they do in that. They say suck money out of people. Oh, you want to go back, don't you? Oh, I don't think. What?
I'm always amazed.
You sound very dedicated to Scientology. Maybe we better audit you. Then they get punished and they have to do something, go scrub the floor
toilets,
with toothbrushes.
You administer an enema to David Miscavige. But aren't you surprised when people get sucked into scams or cults or.
They're brainwashed. They're so brainwashed. This girl was in there from the time she was 5 years old.
That's not even her fault. It's her mom's.
I can't believe these parents do this to their kids. And then when their kids leave and they call them suppressive persons, they won't talk to them. Ugh. I've seen people who lost everything and debt up to their eyeballs, remortgage their house, and they keep paying more and still be the same person. I saw this over and over, hundreds of people. Then I started doubting everything I held true. I'm asking, what am I doing? I was passionate. I got through the ship, the engine room, the reconditioning. I thought I was sending people to the ship so they could be happier, better off, become pillars of their community. But I didn't see Scientology expanding, taking over the world. I just saw people struggling. Every year I'd have to go back to the ship. I'd be security checked. They'd always find some crime, something we'd done wrong while selling the package. I'd get thrown down into the engine room time after time. How can you do this to people? How could people not be put in prison for this?
Yeah, international waters.
Romana couldn't take. Would you stop pointing that out? It's not an excuse. Not good enough.
You know, bored in international waters.
Romana couldn't take any more to being sent another reconditioning program, this time for selling too many packages. Jesus.
Sold too many.
I finally snapped after we started selling too many and we got pulled up into that. It was anti-Scientology. It was then I realized I hadn't got control of my own mind. I wanted to leave. Her realization came when she met Jacob, a public Scientologist. Remember, who has a career outside of Scientology and lives at home while she's working in Sweden. He got it out of me that I wanted to leave, and he agreed with me. It was totally forbidden for us to speak about this. It's forbidden to speak about. I mean, look at what's wrong. What's happened to this woman?
Well, don't forget, too, that she has her own language, her own terms.
Yeah, that would be an overt, I guess.
Yeah.
I refused to get on a plane back to the ship. I knew I wanted to be with him. Eventually, though, Romana did board another plane back, and she went through more hard labor and studies. Finally, 10 years after joining in 2004, she was allowed to leave after hours of completing the official exit procedure. She had a daughter with Jacob. The pair spent a year in England, but she was desperate to return to Sydney to be close to her father, two sisters, and brothers. Romana's also made a series of emotive artwork about her time in Scientology. Huh, like, that's probably twisted-looking art. Yeah. You imagine how freaky that must be?
Oh, yeah.
Created using thick paint coated over her leaving papers from the church. Despite a partially happy ending, she's still disconnected from her mother, which she says made her integration into society that much tougher. I'm trying to recover. I've been mentally unwell, depression, self-harm, having my dad there. He's an absolute rock. He supports me. I came back into the world. I felt like an outsider. How do you speak like a normal person? I had no normal experience of how to build up a friendship. What does it mean to have a family? They never wanted you to have a family. People would always say they preferred to stay on the boat than see their family. Now, I have no relationship with my mom. It was very strained for years once I got out. She was definitely under pressure to cut me off. We disconnected last Christmas. At a final confrontation, she admitted she was going to have to deal with this suppressive person declaration if we were going to have a relationship. It's called the 88 steps.
Oh, God.
Oh, you've got to grovel to make up the damage.
Oh, thanks.
You could be doing this for years. They wanted me to go volunteer and get donations for the church. I couldn't do that. Scientology is my mom's life.
In order to communicate with her mom, she had to do more work for
them. Yes, she had to do work for the church.
Wow.
These fuckers! It's my mom's life. For her to allow her brain to question it, I would almost kill her. I don't know how she'd cope with it mentally. It's heartbreaking. I've lost my mom. But it's almost better that she's in it without talking to me, as she doesn't have this pressure. Scientology policy forced her to choose between us. It's evil. It's a rock and a hard place. If she leaves her religion, there's no reincarnation. She'll be damned forever. One day, I hope I don't hear that mom has died. For now, my dad and daughter are everything.
Jesus. Ugh.
You're talking about...
Why did I read that?
About weird...
It's horrible.
Well, no, she's out, though, now. She's okay.
No, it's just another example of what a fucked up thing. Why...
We got to find out that miscarriage.
Someone do
likes
something
enemas.
About this, please.
Warm enemas.
Warm, hot enemas that he doesn't even administer himself.
I want that fucking Miscavige in prison.
I know.
He should be in prison for life.
You're not going
to
find
what he does to people.
Because he's out in international waters, so.
He's not in international waters. Oh, God, I got a call today from Fox Run.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That one's awful.
It wasn't anything about the bowels again, was
no.
it?
No.
That was last time.
No yelling. You know, that was, oh, God. Did you? Sure. The lady runs this class. There's a current events class that she goes to. It's like 2 hours to talk about what's going on.
Oh, that's nice.
Really? Oh, they should have a podcast.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea. Wow, would that be fun to moderate? Anyway.
Excellent.
So she goes and they bring in lunch and it's just, you know, everyone has a nice time talking and, you know, it's a chance to be social. And I don't think my mom ever misses, but the last three times she's been wearing the same clothes.
Oh.
Oh, man.
No, it's like, what am I going to do? What am I supposed to do?
Maybe she likes that outfit.
I'm sure she does. But.
Oh, that sucks.
No, it just sucks. It's like. What, I'm supposed to go find her some clothes?
It sounds like
I mean, I really wanted to say, because this lady was coming, I want to go, what do you want me to do? Change her?
Because she'd say, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Did you say, wait, I do that all the time. What's the big deal?
I know, that's true. I could have said that.
My rotation's not that large. Yeah, the fashion police.
Oh, yeah, I've been wearing similar things, leggings every day.
Of course.
You know, who puts pants on?
So what do you think I've done about it so far? This is at 9 this morning.
Nothing.
Nothing. No, nope. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's their thing, though.
I think it is. I think somebody
they're supposed to fix that.
The suggestion was made that maybe she needs a staff visit every morning.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And then I realized that means more that's money. Like $20 a day.
No kidding?
Yeah. If somebody come by, this is something, people, if you expect your parents to be in one of these homes one of these days, you'll be running into these things.
Right. Mm.
When my mom first got in there, they had somebody that, because she wasn't taking her prescriptions every day.
Yeah.
So somebody show up every night. Mm-hmm. It's one of these things where they called about it. It was like, oh, yeah, it's a great idea. It turns out they charge $18 for that little 5 minutes where they walk in and go, here's your pills, get a glass of water, bye. $18 a day. I want to go into that home visit thing. I'm going to that business. I'll charge $15.
You should, because you can charge for every incremental thing. That's crap.
And my mom went apeshit when she saw the bill. She's like, what is this? I've never seen her so mad. Scott, wow. She was so pissed. So then, yeah, the solution is to have them come by now in the morning. I said, couldn't they come by and she can take the pills in the morning and deal with the clothes?
Wipe the $18 charge off and the $20 charge. They can do both with one visit.
And then the nice lady said, I think they like to do the medicine at night.
Okay, well, then lay the
clothes. Put out her clothes. Yeah, there you go. That's right. Night. That's the answer.
That's
yeah.
pretty obvious.
$18 for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's like $216 an hour.
Wow.
They're assuming the liability, though.
If it's even
I'll
5 minutes.
I'll take that
job. Yeah.
If it's even 5 minutes. Do they assume the liability if she doesn't take them?
No. You know, this is the other thing. My brother said, who, you know, his doctor said, he knows what she's on. He goes,
yeah.
He goes, those are all basically placebos. They're really not.
Really?
Well, there's, you know, a couple of them are for, they're like brain food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think once
they. Ginkgo.
Something like that.
Ginseng.
Oh, that's the worst.
I'll take that job.
Yeah, I know. Go over there.
$216 an hour. Wow.
But your mom's going to be wearing skinny jeans. what else? Man, I can have fun with that.
Hey, she'd have fun with that.
Does she like the current events class?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She does.
That's cool.
It is good.
Yeah, she digs it. Really good. She's got class every day.
Really?
She likes it, which is funny because I was thinking. First of all, my biggest fear about being old now is that someone like me will be in charge of me. I mean, wow. It honestly horrifies me.
I'll just pay someone to do it.
Yeah, that's
20
true.
Bucks.
You're better off doing that because then it's their job and they have to do it.
Yeah.
What kind of current events did they talk about? Do you know?
Good question, because it seemed to get a lot of current events out of her.
The Challenger explosion.
I'm sure. Well, when your long term memory is stronger, it probably it should be a history class.
Yeah,
it's a better idea.
Well, now, is somebody the moderator then?
Yeah,
or is like one dominant little old lady.
There's a moderator. There's a moderator, but it's funny. Some of the events that she's gotten involved in, where it's not so staff involved, like the card game.
Oh boy,
These real bossy people emerge.
Oh right,
and yeah, she had problems with the card game because she was, well, allegedly slow play.
Does anybody audit this current events class to make sure they're not being told lies?
I don't know. Good question.
Or it's being delivered with a slant.
Great question. I'm sure it is. I'm sure there's a brutal slant.
Well, I would think
fake news.
It could be heavily. It could be heavily right wing though. Because
I would think it would be.
That's funny. Oh man, what am I going to do?
You are fake news.
I'll take care of it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Tom will too. Tom, that could be a
Tom
job.
That's right. Tom would probably do it for $10 a day.
Do it for free.
I've been reading a lot about Papillons.
Oh yeah.
Because my dogs are kind of weird about certain things and a lot of things.
I guess nurtured.
One of them's gigantic, three times the size of the other one. But anyway, there's a little story about how dogs defecate east-west.
What?
Always.
Really?
And so I've been watching.
Are they Muslim?
I'm watching the dogs. I know. They're facing Mecca. Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm watching the dogs constantly. I'm like, wow, Mags is always east-west. How cool. Layla, or Mags is always north-south. So he's in line. Always. Layla goes east-west. So I'm like, do I have a special needs dog or something that doesn't understand the gravitational pull of the earth?
Oh, boy.
Because they say it has to do with the gravitational pull of the earth.
Maybe because she's female, because we have as a gender.
I don't.
Fewer.
Didn't say anything about females.
Fewer directional.
But you know what's even funnier is every time Layla pees, Mags has to come over and pee on top of it.
Yeah, Dom.
Always does. Every time. And he pees on top of it east-west. No, north-south. After she goes east-west.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so which one's wrong, Mags or Layla?
Layla.
Layla.
Wrong? Yeah. Have a special needs dog?
Maybe she doesn't go
you ever notice which way your dog goes?
Get my dog!
You know, I don't.
What's the reason?
Do you have a dog, Joe?
No? What's the reason?
They say the gravitational pull of the earth.
In the backyard, though.
I know, it seemed a little ridiculous.
But why is east-west better? I mean, what? That's what I don't
north
know.
North-south's better, apparently.
Why is north-south?
I don't know.
I think
just read it.
Pepper was an east, east-west.
Wester?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because I just remember seeing him in the backyard, and that would have been
east-west.
You know, yeah, east-west.
Special needs dogs around this show.
Did she start doing it after she took her spill?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I only looked after she took her spill. She slid off the deck. She was running to go down the stairs to go after a bird, and it had snowed. And usually she stops. She's real fast and goes down the steps. She stopped and just slid right off the deck completely and flew and landed. And she was okay, but now she won't go up and down the stairs. She'll go down. She won't come up. Yeah, she's a girl. Poor Mags girl. Went through the same thing. But he's not going.
Do you have
up.
A bunch of magnets in your house that maybe throw off?
one, not the other?
Which way, well, I don't know.
It's a great question.
Well, if I thought one was special needs, I would guess Bangs. Bangs seems a little slow. Maybe it's probably because of his weight.
He just moves slow. He's not. He's pretty smart, actually. I like to think. everyone thinks their dog is smart. Actually, not everyone does.
I do know that there was, in the wintertime, we had to clear an area so that, you know, and it was like
stone, yeah, when there's too much snow.
Stonehenge only dog
ew.
Poop.
I know, that's so gross. I hate that. But yeah, the dogs are not big enough for a big snowfall.
Right.
And they're like, what do I do? They can't stand to go on the sidewalk.
No.
Go on a shoveled sidewalk? What are you kidding?
Oh, they have values.
But anyway, I thought it was interesting. And then, of course, the little, you know, how they walk in a semicircle before they go.
Right.
That's about creating a bathroom.
A
comfortable bathroom for themselves.
Like when they were wild animals, they would.
I guess so, yeah. They're little pads, I guess, pad down the
the area.
Supposedly, too, isn't it that they look up to see whether you're watching? And I think somebody on Reddit asked one time, why does your dog do that? Is your dog an exhibitionist? And it's like, no, because they wanted to know that you have their back if somebody attacks them at the watering hole. It's a like hardwired behavior.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Now, Mike Clark told me that they do the circling thing to completely check out, you know, every direction to make sure they're safe.
Oh, yeah, right.
But then what I read on the site said, and I read this a couple other places, too, was that they're actually padding down the ground.
Yeah. They so do when
take a nice comfortable dump.
They do it when they lay down, too, right? Like, if a dog goes to his bed, a lot of times they'll walk
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, it's funny. Max does a little circle before he comes in the house every time. I don't know. What is that?
Well, if you think
he
about
runs to the door, and then he does a little circle just as he gets to the door.
He's OCD.
He touches the door three times. Touches the bowl three times.
But the thing, Layla, when she slid off, would not come back up the stairs.
She won't go up the stairs. She's afraid of the stairs, basically.
Oh, boy.
I know.
It's going to be trouble.
It's crazy.
A dummy, like the stairs did it.
I know, it's pretty ridiculous.
She'd hate birds or something.
She is a dog.
I've done the stairs before. I was reading about that study, the North-South Axis.
Yeah.
After examining 70 dogs over 2 years, 1,893 defecations and 5,582 urinations.
It's a lot.
And all I can think of is the scientist sitting there going, that's a shit. And that's someone actually had to check each one.
Yeah. Now, does that study agree with the North-South?
Researchers found that under calm magnetic field conditions, dogs prefer to excrete with the body being aligned the North-South axis, avoiding East-West altogether. Dogs were observed in a free-roaming environment, meaning they were not leashed and not influenced by walls or roads that would influence linear movement.
Well, there's a road right outside.
Yeah. So dogs prefer the North-South axis and avoid East-West. It's unclear, according to the study, as to why they would do it. That's kind of interesting, though.
Yeah.
God, that's weird.
Yeah. And so now everyone is going to be watching their dog. So you're going North-South or East-West and reporting back to us. Please do.
Oh, good.
Caitlyn Jenner's mom did not know that he had his dong cut off. And we have a number for if you want to try Esther Jenner.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. I'll be nice to her.
Who alerted?
Oh, she didn't do anything wrong. It'd just be interesting to know what she thinks of it.
Yeah. I mean, I think she'd be happy for Bruce or Ken, Caitlin.
Caitlin, yeah.
Do you think she calls Bruce Caitlin?
I mean, I'm sure she would. There's a question.
Did you get Esther Jenner's number, Jay?
Yeah.
Cool.
Esther.
Hi, is this Esther?
No, you have the wrong number.
This isn't the Jenner residence?
No, it's not.
Really? Well, maybe I can ask you, because I'm calling from our radio program. Did you hear the latest news about Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner?
No.
You didn't hear? He had the surgery to have his... He had surgery. The
reassignment.
Transition. Yeah, reassignment surgery.
The banana split.
Caitlyn Jenner is now officially Caitlyn Jenner in every way. Are you happy about that? Are you happy for Caitlyn?
I have my own opinions. Thank you.
Oh,
no opinion.
Well, I will share to tell.
Huh. Okay.
When was that? Somebody
bye-bye.
Knew her? I was just pretending.
Her number?
I don't know.
Esther's tied up. That lady's ransacking her house right now.
Could be. All right. Well, too bad. I saw Esther Jenner on TV. She was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
She was, I don't think she was exactly
she did?
Excited
she,
about it. But
no, but what did she do wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
She's just a mom.
It's just weird when you're, I mean, it would be so strange to go from probably along the lines of Mrs. Simpson. As in,
right.
What's that?
As we talk about her.
There's the promo for I don't have to talk to you. Oh, wait, where'd it go?
I don't know. It segued. Oh, this is Dancing with the Stars, so Nancy Kerrigan segued in.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh, God, Nancy Kerrigan. She's got to be the most unlikable.
Yeah.
I mean, person that we're supposed to like.
I know.
Oh, she won the silver medal.
She tries really hard.
I know, and she's
really
bitching
hard
out Mickey Mouse a week later in a Disney parade.
That's right.
Plus, when she was actually hitting the knee, that's when I hate her the most. Like, why me? My life was supposed to be perfect.
Hard black stick.
Oh God, that was the worst. The worst.
was the interview that sparked a national conversation. Now, 2 years later, Caitlyn Jenner.
Do you ever have doubt that you did the right thing?
Controversy.
Sun tonight?
Have I made mistakes? Certainly.
Love and family. Caitlyn Jenner.
Wait, you're still talking like
Diane
Bruce Jenner.
Sutter exclusive. Friday,
she sound like Bruce?
Tell us anything!
Ever.
She's still like, they've got the family assembled around her for the big picture, group picture, and she's 6 feet tall and the rest of the
story.
Trying to be really feminine.
How the story ends. Why does she talk like that?
It's just how Bruce is
trying
talk.
To sound. Well, Bruce.
It's Caitlin's impersonation of Bruce.
The way, she was exaggerating the Bruceisms to be Caitlin for some reason. But for Esta, I was trying to think of why I'm saying Esta. You know why I'm saying that? Because in Bugsy, Warren Beatty was Bugsy.
Oh,
his
right.
wife was Esta. I got to get back to Esta, okay? Look, I don't want to hurt Esta.
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 Nice name.
Anyway, for Esta Jenner, you know, I have this kid win the decathlon. He's on the Wheaties box.
Right.
You know, has all these grandkids. These wonderful superstar brats.
And
spoiled rich brats. Anyway, I don't know, it would just be, that would be so strange. I mean, can you imagine how the whole town and the neighborhood,
yeah.
you know.
Especially where she lives.
Esther, you must be so proud. And then, you know, all of a sudden, her decathlon winning son wants to be a woman. I mean, it's just so, and I get it. I mean, I'm convinced that Bruce Jenner really thinks he's a woman. He wouldn't do this.
Of course.
How does she weather the conversation
that
about
doesn't mean. I mean, can you imagine Esther breaking the news at the bridge game? Well, I talked
hey,
to
what's
Bruce.
Bruce up to, Esther? Yeah, I still remember when the fucking decathlon that kicked ass, Esther. Tell Bruce he rules.
Yeah. Esther, I'm so proud of you and Bruce and all he's achieved. I still love to see those highlights of the decathlon we went online and watched.
Bring Bruce by next time he's in town.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Bruce. Bruce talked to me the other night and he wants to be a woman.
Huh?
I didn't hear that.
You sure about that, Esther? Did you say what I think you said?
Well, he's just always felt like a woman. I mean, that would just be, what a bummer for Esther.
I can't hear.
How long ago did she find out? Because he's been transitioning, what, since the 80s? Remember he had boobs when he married Kris Jenner?
I think he talked.
I have no idea.
I think he talked to his sister about it, but I don't think he talked to mom about it until.
Mom!
I think he kind of.
I'm a woman, mom!
I think he kind of put that off.
Yeah.
Say I blame him.
That would be super awkward to talk to your mom about. Hey, you know what? I just had my. You know, remember when I was a baby, you used to diaper me? Way different.
What did you find in your stack, Trudy?
Well, the human Ken doll caught my eye. The guy who...
Oh, the human Ken doll. The
human Ken doll. Did you see the pictures of him? It looks as though his face is...
Oh, my God. Is that
literally
weird.
Not only did he make himself look like Ken, but he made himself look like plastic.
He did? How did he do that?
I don't know. We should definitely have Dr. Roche consult us on what the hell went on there.
I don't even think he looks like Ken. He just looks fake.
Well,
yeah, his hair looks fake too. Yeah. Oh my God, is that weird? Why are his pants so tight?
To reveal that he is like very much like Ken.
Penis, he had his penis removed. And
yeah,
it's just
he's
a smooth
down
mound.
There. That was our speculation.
I mean, if you're going to be Ken, you got to go all the way.
He also has his phone in his hand, of course, at all times.
Well, it won't fit in those pants.
Well, maybe Ken has his in his hand at all times because it's an accessory.
Oh, right.
But he drops
his
it
hand
all
is
time.
Frozen.
Barely fits in his hand.
Possibly. His pants are ridiculously tight. He looks, I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah, it's a weird outfit, too.
Yeah, it's very weird.
He's
What's
wearing like
that?
A buttoned-up shirt all the way to his
the
neck,
top.
Like a Mandarin collar and a vest.
But the vest is a different kind of vest. It looks more like a chick vest to me.
Yeah, where your boobs would be.
Exactly.
Scooped down to your
accentuate
boobs.
Your boobs.
Oh, his face is just ghastly, though.
What's that?
What's with his cheeks?
He just had a treatment.
It's coming off in segments, he says. Whatever he's done to himself.
Oh, he's overdone it?
Yeah.
His face is falling off?
Now, yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Oh,
his face is falling off and big shanks.
Oh, is that
healing?
Oh, he looks like he's got some money, judging from his...
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, what does he do for a living?
Rents
his butt. Besides be a freak. Rents his butt.
Like, Cunanan.
Oh, yeah.
Cunanan. He's 33 years old. He's been confined to his L.A. hotel for 5 days following a deep CO2 resurfacing procedure, which caused his face to peel off. Okay.
Yeah. But he feels like too many pieces are peeling off.
But he looked upbeat wearing a tight pair of yellow trousers. As he
those are yellow? Oh, my
trousers?
God.
Those are yellow? Oh, boy.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh, he's pretty upset about this facial peel.
I think he likes the attention.
Yeah. I don't think chunks are supposed to come off in a peel.
Wow, is that weird.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay. That, you know, since you brought that up, it's probably a good time to bring up the peanut butter prank at CMU.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What's funny about this story is that this guy, you've probably seen the picture on the news or in the paper, his eyes are all swollen. He was passed out at a fraternity house, and somebody slathered peanut butter on his face. Well, he's got peanut allergies.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was taken to the hospital, I guess, and he was treated. And the fraternity, it sounded to me like it was a basic fraternity prank. He was not being hazed. They were just fucking around with him because he passed out.
Uh-huh. And they didn't
know.
He
was a member. Uh-huh. No, they didn't know. They had no idea he had a peanut allergy.
Oh, boy.
They just put peanut butter on his face just to screw with him, and he's got the allergy. So the interesting thing was he didn't tell anyone in his family, and this was months ago, and so I guess he's transferred. He got a tennis scholarship, supposedly, somewhere else. So it wasn't because of this that he transferred. But at some point, he thought, well, I'll just tell my family about it. Whatever. It's long over. And of course, his mother goes crazy, goes to the media. Which, and now I know why he didn't tell his mother, because, his mom is going wacko in the media. This stupid looking picture of him is everywhere.
That's what you have to wonder. Didn't he just kind of want to let it go?
It sounds like he did, but he did take pictures of himself and he told mommy later, and I don't know why he did that.
Oh.
And not only that, it was an accident, and he says it was an accident, and also it reveals that he was fucked up big time at this fraternity.
You know, that
passed out. Hammered.
That could be why he didn't want to tell her.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe they frown upon that.
And maybe he didn't think it would come up, but the fraternity, of course, wanted to defend themselves. And I don't know, the way it was first reported, it's funny, I heard this story three times, once last night when it sounded like it was a hazing thing. And now this morning, no, it's not a hazing thing. And in fact, he passed out and they just put peanut butter on his face just because they were fucking with him.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Like magic marker.
I thought they knew that he had a peanut allergy.
Oh, no. No, it's what I thought when I first heard
the
story.
That's a total accident then. Mm-hmm. Why are you using peanut butter? Doesn't everybody just draw a penis with a
yeah, I know. That's
Sharpie?
Much safer.
Yeah.
The mother should be saying.
Or shaving cream.
The mother should be saying, just go with a penis for crying out loud. What's the matter with you kids? Safer.
Sharpies were probably all dried out. They're probably used them on everybody. If they ran out of stuff.
Right.
What about shaving cream or?
Can someone tell me, by the way, what
tea bags?
What is the value of fraternities to the college experience now? What wonderful
meeting people,
things
of, making connections?
You can't meet people without a fraternity.
No, it's a lot easier.
Do you really end up any more still getting job advantages from?
Oh,
from
they
being
always
in a
say
fraternity?
That.
I bet people are brothers for life. I bet you they do.
Really?
Maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But you
it's instant networking, though.
But you can network with people anyway.
Yeah.
Why not just encourage networking instead of this stupid house where people, buy a 50-cent beer every Wednesday or something?
Yeah.
And girls get sexually abused and people get blood alcohol levels of 0.48 and die.
It's an instant party place.
I know. It is. I just don't know why. Honestly, I don't know what the Greek system... I'd love to talk to somebody who could tell me what is so wonderful about the Greek system.
Oh, they would.
I'm sure they would.
They'd be so happy.
I don't get it.
It's really big now, too.
Ermani was in a frat.
Oh, I know tons of people who were in frats.
Yeah.
Evan's friends, all of them were in frats.
Really?
All of them. And I remember when he joined, I was like, really, a fraternity? I didn't picture that. And then when I found out all his friends were, too, it's like, oh, they're all into it now. Hmm. When Trudy, when you were in college, wasn't it considered kind of a joke?
No.
You did not rush sororities. I know.
No.
I knew you did.
No.
I didn't know.
Although
that,
the Kyos were really wild, man. They sound like they had a really good.
The Kyos.
The Kyos.
That's a chick fraternity?
Yeah.
Or a sorority, I mean?
Yeah. And for some reason, the banana was their icon.
Hot.
It had a fruit icon.
Wow.
I don't know why.
It was a bunch of bananas.
A banana.
The old bunch.
But I know they were pretty always wasted. But the one place, you know, that I modeled like once with this one girl who was an alpha.
Where are those pics?
Don't know. And this woman was, you know, like extolling how great it is to be in the sorority and be a sister, and they borrowed each other's clothes.
Now give me a little smile. Come on now. Okay.
And then you have like a marketplace of dudes, you know, when you go to frat parties.
Yeah,
so,
of course. Yeah. So, it's impossible to meet guys in college too. So.
That's true.
I hated frat parties too.
I never cared for them. Their beer was cheap, though. That was the only reason anybody went, to drink cheap beer.
Yeah.
If you weren't in the fraternity.
Yeah. But you know what? I was in the broadcasting, you know, with the radio people all hung together, and we didn't have a frat, but it was like the radio people all hung together.
That's true. I mean, there's so many organizations in colleges.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was part of WUVT myself.
WVGU, WFAL.
What was it?
WBGU was the
Bowling Green University
public broadcasting station, and then they had WFAL, which is in the campus.
Oh, that reaches like the campus, and that's it.
Right?
Yeah. I remember we had a 640-watt AM station.
Yeah.
Not much further than the dorms.
Wow. Right. You could get away with a lot in the dorm radio.
It was very hard to get a phone call though when you were, I mean.
Because
we were doing a sports talk show.
Oh.
So if you
want
just the AM,
really?
Very hard to get phone calls.
Oh, my God. I would love to hear tapes from that.
There was some pretty stupid stuff going on. That was right around the Bill Dooley's a penis period.
That's
just previous to. There was also a radiothon that was, stupid. Really dumb. Anyway. Okay. Priscilla Presley, I mentioned.
So, wait. But this mom, is she suing the fraternity?
I don't know.
What does she want?
I don't know what she wants.
She looks like she's mad at, it looks like she's posting this.
She just wants to know that he could have died.
She's devastated and shocked that it could happen while students are away in college.
A lot of things can happen. Yeah.
We thought we were sending our child off to school in a safe environment.
Yeah, he's at another school now, so I'm not sure what action she wants. It seems like she just wants everyone to see the picture of her kid and his peanut allergy.
The university is investigating, so she's probably...
I almost feel like these peanut allergies, it's like the parents get off on them more than they really fear them.
Well,
they love telling people that they can't have peanuts anywhere near my kid.
You know,
it's a way of controlling other people.
Yeah, right.
You know that,
does that make any sense?
Yes, totally.
I think they love finding out their kid has a peanut allergy.
Don't you feel like it peaked out, though, and you just don't hear
I thought so,
about it
too.
Anymore?
I thought, Mark, this is not in the zeitgeist anymore. I don't care about this kid's peanut allergy. This is not news.
They tell you that if you're pregnant, to eat peanut butter, eat peanuts, and when your kid's little, give him...
Small amounts of peanut butter.
But for a while, it was like, never give a kid peanut butter because they can choke on it. Kids are not that soft.
No.
They're pretty tough.
Oh. Well, peanut butter was invented for people who didn't have teeth, right? Isn't that why they came up with that?
Sounds like it,
nutritious.
Or it's for dog owners.
Or that.
Yes, exactly. By the way, that urban legend has been changed. The peanut butter has been changed to something else because of the peanut allergies.
Really?
The urban legend.
I'm believing it.
Yes, it needs to change.
Wait, the dog had the peanut allergy?
That's what the mom probably wants. She wants that urban legend changed.
Well, too bad there wasn't a dog at that frat. He probably could have saved that guy's life.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
He would have woken up to that, and then he would have had some dog herpes on his face.
Dogs don't have herpes.
I don't know. Well, whatever dog herpes would be, like feline AIDS, I don't know.
That's funny. I'm looking for the mom's comments because I'm trying to figure out what's the point of this?
You know what? She posted it on her Facebook page and it's just gone viral.
Our family is devastated. Why are you devastated? It's over. He's fine now.
Fine.
You can't be devastated about something that happened and has been over for months and he's fine. You cannot be devastated.
He could have died, but he didn't.
We thought we were sending our child off to a school in a safe environment. Obviously, that wasn't the case. He could have died. He could have died. She loves saying it. He has a deadly peanut allergy. Apparently it's not that deadly because they slathered it on his face and he didn't die.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very deadly.
Maybe they used a generic brand of peanut butter. Maybe that's what. So Jif or something like that.
Skippy.
It wasn't extra crunchy. It was creamy.
No, fraternities are pretty well-to-do kids usually, so I think they had good peanut butter.
Access to good peanut butter.
I don't think it was. I don't think his allergy is deadly. I think that's the thing we learned from this most of all is that this is not a deadly allergy for this kid.
It'll just make you look stupid. If it's slathered. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he would have eaten it. Maybe he would have choked.
It was all over him, though.
He certainly has an allergy, no question. But, you know, this mom would have you believe that if he comes within 100 yards of a peanut, he'll die.
You know,
oh, he had slapped on his face, and he's fine.
You know what I find funny about the picture? So, you know, the two pictures side by side? The one, he's got a like a sweatshirt zippy on it.
Oh, the other, these ones Trudy has?
Yeah. So no. One he's got a zippy on, and the other one doesn't. I feel like he's like, I don't like that first one. Let me take my zippy off. But they still kept both of them.
I did.
What's the point of taking the picture's basically the same. Did they need two different pictures?
Well, here's it's like a before and after picture. And these.
Oh, well, look here. Look at this screen. You can tell he was not happy with that picture.
Oh, yeah. That picture.
Mom, zoom out. I'll take my zippy off. And then do it from a high angle.
Except mom was nowhere near him when this happened. She didn't know until months
later. Selfies then.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they are.
God, that would suck having a peanut allergy. You can never eat peanut butter?
Oh, my God.
Let's see what else.
No Reese's ever?
Oh,
no Reese's. Oh, and Snickers? Oh. Does Snickers have peanut butter in them, kind of?
Yeah, I think. They have peanuts.
The
penis.
The toppings at Baskin-Robbins, they have the Snickers topping. You can get Sundays with like ice cream, Snickers topping, ice cream, Snickers topping, ice cream, Snickers. Oh my God, are they good? And they do it with Reese's too. And it's like, how can I tell the Reese's and Snickers apart? They're almost, they taste very similar.
You don't eat them by layers? The Snickers layer than the Reese's?
I think you could get both in the same sundae, but it's.
Now I want a sundae.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
I'm actually hungry thinking about it. What else the mom said? The fraternity was banned in 2011. Okay, so the fraternity's banned. Oh, they're off campus. That's why it happened off campus.
But she doesn't want anything. She just wants to.
She just wants to be a victim.
She wants to put his picture out there on social media.
She wants to know. She wants everyone to know this happened. Nothing's wrong. He's more than fine. But she wants everyone to know that this happened to her child. Let's see. She doesn't. It isn't clear.
Is it going to be a peanut-free campus? Although it was off campus.
It was off campus. It wasn't clear why Andrew did not notify family. Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. He didn't want his mom having a fit.
He was proven correct.
It may have been out of a fear of alienating friends. No, it was not a fear of alienating friends.
Losing friends
over fear
a peanut allergy? I'm breaking up with you because you have a peanut allergy.
You know, does she point out that he could have died because he drank so much and passed out?
No.
So he couldn't have died from his actions, just from the actions of others.
It's very interesting.
Oh. We all know our kids never do anything wrong.
Now, with these peanut allergies, it wasn't long ago that we heard that the way to handle a peanut allergy is not to keep a kid miles away from any peanuts, but rather to expose
young,
them to a little bit and they get over it, right?
Yeah.
Is that what happened when we were kids? Because nobody, never, ever, ever in my time at school did someone say, there's a child with a peanut allergy in school, don't ever bring any. No one ever said that, ever.